أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا Sadaqallahul Azim. We discussed yesterday Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam would be given that miracle by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the miracle of his breath. Whichever kafir comes in the way of his breath, and that will be for the distance of his own vision, that kafir will melt, he will die, and that is that miracle that Allah ta'ala will grant him. Hazrat Mahdi will remain with Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam for a period of 7 years, after which Hazrat Mahdi will leave this world, and Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will continue the leadership of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a period in which there will be a lot of barakah, a period in which there will be a lot of peace for a period of time. In this time also, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to some ulama, he will make nikah and he will also have children. Coming back to Surah Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an ayah which is repeated often in the Quran Kareem, and we discussed this on various occasions, that each time it is repeated there is a different motive, a different lesson, and a different theme that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts forth. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ, and when we said to the angels, make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا Iblis. All the angels made sajda except Iblis. Now here is one place in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies who Iblis was. Kana min al-jinn. Iblis was from amongst jinn, and it is very clear here that he wasn't an angel. And we spoke about this, that because of his exceptional ibadat, he was a very great abid, a very great worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then ulama have also stated that he was a very great alim also, he was very knowledgeable. He had the knowledge, as a matter of fact, and he has the knowledge even now, of all the shariat of all the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And then also, he was a recognizer of Allah, he was an arif also. He recognized when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cursed him, he knew Allah will give him respite. He knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind and compassionate. So he took his respite till the day of Qiyamah. What he was not was an ashiq. He was not a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had he been a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would have never questioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would have never brought reason into why he cannot make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. That you've created me from fire, you've created him from sand, from dust, and of course fire is supposed to be going up. Dust is something that remains on the ground, and that whole logic of I am more superior to him. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us another very important lesson, especially in this era and in this time, that we want to come to logical conclusions with regards to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our small puny minds and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's infinite knowledge can never ever be compared. There's no comparison. We cannot even say that we have 0.00001% of the knowledge of Allah. That comparison also is not even permissible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves us with a very important lesson, that we should not be questioning the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is there. It's supposed to be the requisite of our love for Allah. That eagerness is supposed to come to fulfill each and every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي, and he disobeyed, he transgressed the command of his Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُو. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions mankind now, that do you take him, shaitan, and his offspring as bosom friends, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُو, whilst they are open enemies to you, and yet your enemy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared. Is it possible then, is it logical that one befriends one's enemy? That is not possible. بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا, how evil the exchange be of those who have done wrong. That person that's supposed to be the friend, that friend we're making the enemy, that person that's supposed to be the enemy, we are befriending such a person. Here, the ulama have just discussed one very quick important aspect, is the offspring of shaitan. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that do not be the very first to go into the marketplaces, and be the very last to leave the marketplaces. And I think the meaning of the hadith is, do not spend unnecessary time, lengthy periods of time in the marketplace, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is where the eggs of the shaitan hatch. So from there we have an idea and an indication that they are offspring also of the shaitan, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of the dhurriyah, of the offspring of shaitan here, and it could also mean the people that befriend shaitan, that is regarded as the offspring. And the important lesson that we learn here is we should not befriend such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, ma ashadtuhum khalqa samawati wal ard, that we have not shown them, called them to witness the creation of the skies and the earth, wala khalqa anfusihim, and nor have we called them to witness their own creation, wama kuntum muttakhidil mudillina aduda. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we will not make people who mislead others supporters of us, and that is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the meaning of this ayat is that when Allah ta'ala had created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not call anyone to witness, did not ask anyone for any kind of mashura, any kind of advice, how Allah should create the skies, how Allah should create the earth. Allah didn't ask anyone how Allah should create them. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that when these shayateen themselves are misled, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also ask from them? So here Allah leaves us with this lesson, that we should not follow whatever the invitations of shaitan is, we should not follow the way of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.
Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.